Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
I have found your name in my bank account, and I don't know who you are or what you do.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We work with multiple campaigns.
Well, you've charged me $39.85, and I have nothing to do with those.
What's your zip code?
21801.
First and last name?
First name is DeSales. It's DeSales. Last name is BOLT.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like they did have you down. Let's see. Looks like you. Give me just a second.
What kind of business do you run?
What was your zip code again, ma'am? 21801.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, 21805.
Oh, 21. Now it's not showing up at all. Wow. Let's see here. What was the last 4 digits of the credit card that was used?
I don't know because I already cut it up. No, wait a minute. I may have it here. It was a debit card. It was not a credit card.
Yes, ma'am. So you have no reoccurring charges. It looks like they've been stopped your account. Let's see.
I want you to do a return on the $39.85. I don't know what you're selling. You haven't told me, and I didn't order anything.
So I can't. It looks like it was $1.33 in a meal plan prep.
Nope. Where would $39.85 come from?
That's the full entire month.
It says Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet, $39.85.
Yes, ma'am. The $39.85, that's for the entire month.
Well, I want it refunded.
You should be receiving it within the next 3 to 5 business days, because they did already cancel it out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you as well for calling customer service. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, thank you. You did what you were supposed to, and I appreciate your help. You were very kind.
Thank you as well, ma'am. You enjoy your day.
Have a good day.